The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
In the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Happy Friday. Oh, and it's a free ticket Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jess, what does that mean?
That means every hour, starting at 6:30, we are going to be hooking you up with tickets for Kehlani because she announced her tour. Nice.
All right, first talk back of the day.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. I hope this is the first talk back of Friday. It is 12:13 a.m. Just curious, how come the JV Show podcast have been cut short? It's like yesterday I didn't get to finish the entire story, and then it went to commercial, and then it ended. I want to hear everything. Okay. Bye.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Actually, we turn to Jess, who compiles our podcast daily. Do you have an answer to that first talk back of the day? Wanted to know why it's cutting short. They want to hear everything. It went to commercial right in the middle of a story, and then it just ended.
That kind of sounds like a glitch. Because
a glitch in the matrix.
Because usually there's something that goes the JV Show on Wild 94.9, and then I'll put a commercial after that, or like the commercials after that. So there's three sets of commercials, or possibly more. Honestly, at this point, I can't keep track anymore. So that might be a glitch. Because
in Jess's defense, I went and reviewed the podcast on the iHeartRadio app. That's where you can hear us.
Yep.
And I listened to the end of yesterday's podcast because she said it just ended right there and just in the middle, and it did not. It played perfectly.
Thank God.
So sometimes that is sometimes that's a app issue, a little refresh, uninstall, reinstall, you know, re-download, whatever, and that usually takes care of any problem like that.
Hope that helps. Yeah. All right, Cheeds, you're in here Fridays hanging out with us, and you tweet a lot, buddy. No offense, but Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Went on a 6-mile walk? My glutes are so sore.
Whoa! 6 miles?
Yeah. Gee.
Whew, that was a very humbling experience. Don't know if I'll be doing that again. But
why six? That's so
high. Yeah.
Because I was like, you know what? If I want a sweet treat, let me walk to the place to get it. And then I was trying to go to this bakery.
So you walked from Fairfield all the way to Dixon?
No.
Oh.
I was in Dixon.
Okay, so you walked from Dixon all the way to Fairfield?
No.
That's about 6 miles.
I walked to Dixon through Dixon.
Okay.
But yeah, I just ended up going to Starbucks down there, and it was because the bakery, I couldn't find it. So I was like, you know what? I need to get something because I already walked so far. So then I just continued to walk and then got my Starbucks and then sat down. It was a nice little walk, but afterwards.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing that again.
And you said it took you 7.5 hours?
No.
Oh.
How long did that take?
Yeah, how long does it take to walk 6 miles? I don't know.
2 hours.
2 hours?
An hour there, an hour back. It's like, I was just like, you know, strolling with my headphones on.
Were you at like a power walk pace? Like,
no.
Look at me, everyone, all fitness girlies, watch me walk. Or you were just like walking
aimlessly. I was like, please just let me get there. Please.
Were you wearing Crocs?
No, I was not wearing Crocs.
Oh, okay.
And then last question, what was the sweet treat that you rewarded yourself with?
A mango dream energy. It's so good.
Those are so good.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd walk 6 miles for that.
Well, she couldn't find the bakery she wanted to go to.
Got it. Bro, two birds just flew and hit my car when it was parked. What is going on?
It's haunted.
Yep.
I think my car is haunted, honestly.
Oh, you have said that before.
Yeah.
Why?
The curse of the bad driver, which is you.
No.
But yeah, that is spooky.
Today I was listening to my music and then my volume went all the way down. Like it just, without me touching it, I was just driving and then my volume just went to zero. And I was like, wait, what's going on?
That's creepy.
That is really creepy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What kind of birds were these?
I have no idea. I was just in the parking lot. I heard just a thunk and then it flew away, and I was like, okay. And
but
then
it crashed into your car. That's not normal.
I know. What's good?
And not one, but two.
Yes.
Wait, is that like a bad omen or something?
Yeah, you should like be really careful this weekend. Like something bad might happen.
Seriously.
Don't say that.
When did all the spookiness start?
All the spookiness.
Oh, you know what? It's probably because I like went past a cemetery when I was walking.
That would be it.
Something there attached itself to you, or we talked to some like medium a few weeks back.
Tyler.
I don't remember his name.
The creator, yeah.
Travis Culp.
Yeah. I don't know, but maybe he contacted something like not so friendly.
Oh yeah. Here I can
get
it.
And then that attached itself to
you. I can get it to unattach for you. Hang on a second. I'll do it right now. See how your feet feel a little warm? I just got rid of it.
Oh, okay.
So, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Well, Gary Spivey joke there.
Long-time listeners of the JV show get that one. Everyone else is like, bro, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. That's okay. I actually might try Arby's.
Why at this point?
What do you mean, why, Selena?
Arby's, we have the meat.
They have the meat.
Nobody eats there.
No, listen, I saw someone on TikTok have like this meal from Arby's, and it actually looked really good.
What was it?
Had jalapeno poppers, some curly fries. I was like, what else does Arby's have?
Just go to Jack in the Box. Yeah, like a normal person.
I never tried Arby's before, so.
Yeah, that's for the reason.
No one else. Arby's, we have
the meat. No one has either.
They have the meat. I think Arby's is underrated.
I have never in my life.
Would I go to one? No, but I went to one many years ago, and it was dusty and old, and everything was run down. But then they like refreshed their menu, and they got all the meats, and now it like looks legit.
It's just
what do they sell though? Just like sandwiches?
Nobody knows.
It's never crossed your mind to be like, you know where I want to go right now? Arby's.
Hey, there's one in Fairfield. I might just pull up.
You can walk there. Yeah.
Take a walk over there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Mike D from Hayward. Hey, I just want to say, almost dropped my phone. Arby's is my favorite steakhouse. I mean, I only reserve it for special occasions like, you know, anniversaries and Valentine's Day. But, if I'm dating someone, they know I really like them if I take them to Arby's Steakhouse. Happy Friday, guys. Have a good weekend.
Arby's, we have the meat.
They have the meats. You take a lady there on Valentine's Day and then just some more meat after that.
Don't sleep on that Arby's Jamocha shake. Try it. It's bomb. Happy Friday, guys. Love you.
What the heck is a
Jamocha? Did you know about their Jamocha shakes?
No.
Bro, so, me neither. It sounds good.
Jamocha? No one has heard of that.
It's part mocha and what's the ja?
I don't know.
Roll?
Or is that Jamaica?
Java. It's coffee mocha.
Yes.
Jamocha? Is that what it means?
Probably.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're idiots.
All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Movie alert.
Hang on.
A couple new movies out in theaters this weekend. Back Rooms. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. Mm-hmm. It's actually getting a lot of buzz. It's a horror movie. But if that's not your thing, Graham, this is right up your alley. Nate Bargatze's new movie.
Yep.
The Breadwinner is also out in theaters this weekend.
That's right. All right, put your V's up, everyone. V's up. The Golden State Valkyries held on for a thrilling win last night over Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever at Chase Center. Fever came into the game on a 3-game win streak, but Caitlin Clark had a pretty rough shooting night. She only scored 16 points in the game. The Valkyries pulled out a 90-88 win. They're now 5-2 and tied for the best record in the entire WNBA. They host the Las Vegas Aces at Chase Center on Sunday, so be in the house and then get your visa.
Partly cloudy skies for today with a slight chance of sprinkles. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Temperatures will increase little by little in the next few days, and Sunday will be the warmest day, reaching the 80s once again.
Yes. Ooh,
finally.
Hey, Libra bestie.
Hey.
So your day's going to be an 8 out of 10. Don't let impatience or rush your next move today. Take your time and think it through. And in love, stop overcompromising just to keep the peace. Saying what you actually need is way more attractive than just going along with things.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. It is a free ticket Friday, so we're going to be kicking that off 6:30. You don't want to miss it, people, because we have tickets for Kehlani every single hour today. Mm-hmm. Coming up in like 10 minutes, we're going to kick that off. Burning Man's Orgy Dome. Weren't they having like issues before?
Yeah,
it had like blown away or something,
Do you guys remember last year at Burning Man, the Orgy Dome got completely pounded? There were like these crazy storms and the whole structure of the dome just got completely bent over and the wind totally gave it to it. Well, now the Orgy Dome needs your help, you guys. They're asking for the public's help. And if you're not familiar with the dome, it's one of the most visited attractions at Burning Man every year. They say it draws crowds of between 8,000 and 10,000 burners every year. And if you're not familiar with the inside of the dome, there's about 80 mattresses, a whole bunch of air conditioning units, 2,000 sets of sheets they go through, and just buckets and buckets of lube.
That's so disgusting.
Well, that's what happens at the dome. And again, it suffered irreparable damage last year, and they have set up a GoFundMe with a goal of $30,000. Look, they've already raised over $20,000 towards that goal, but they still need your help to be back up in action next year.
Are you serious?
What do you mean?
30K. People have donated. People are going to donate to this.
Yeah, because people love going to the Dome. It's one of the most visited attractions at the Dome. Did you not hear about the 80 mattresses that they have in there? They need to replace a damn near everything, including what they say is truckloads of lube. That's a direct quote from the GoFundMe.
Oh, my God.
They say they need this money to finish, to be able to completely rebuild everything as well as just refresh everything that they're going to be bringing. They said, quote, let's get this thing properly erected. Will you guys be donating to help save the Dome this year?
No. Hell no. Why not?
It got totally pounded last year.
I feel like the people who go there and use the Dome, they should be the ones to cover it because they're going to be there using it.
Or bring your own mattress.
Like if you, bring your own mattress.
No, nobody wants a used mattress in the Dome.
Air mattresses.
Yeah, air mattresses. Yep.
Have you ever tried to do it on an air mattress? Mm. No way. That's awful.
Ew, you have?
I lived on an air mattress in my apartment here in San Francisco for like almost a year because I couldn't afford a regular mattress.
Same.
We've all been there. Don't judge me.
True. Donating to this.
No. An air mattress smasher is not good. Anyway, this should be more on all the people that go to Burning Man because there's all these millions of these tech bros that go out there now to this thing and they got more money than we do.
Right. It's like you want to go, you want to enjoy this, you want the new stuff, so you pay for it.
Yeah. But our thoughts and prayers are with the Dome. We hope that the Dome is able to get back on its feet.
They will rebuild.
Imagine Burning Man just falling apart without this thing.
Oh my gosh.
Why would they go? Why would anybody go without the Dome?
I'm telling you, it is one of the main attractions on the Playa.
It is. Ew. Yeah. Now to a different kind of party.
Oh yeah. You know, Gen Zers, I feel like they do some weird stuff sometimes. So when they do stuff like this, I don't want to claim that I am half Gen Z, half millennial.
Which one are you? You can't claim both.
Sometimes I look up certain dates and it says Gen Z, and sometimes the dates are extended and it says millennial.
So, you have a cat you like to paint. You're a millennial.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Well, the young people are throwing parties to celebrate things like their boob jobs.
Let's go.
Rhinoplasties.
Let's go.
So would you ever throw a party for something like this? Like you just got out of surgery. You're in recovery mode, but you want to show off to everybody. Look, here are my new.
This is right after getting the surgery. The
like you're
party.
All bandaged up. Or you're like, not. I'd rather go to the unveiling.
You're not bandaged.
Of course you would.
Well, like, you know what I mean? When it's all healed up and looking good, then everyone gets a peek.
You would do that for somebody's new nose?
Yeah, sure. The big unveiling.
Really?
Because there's a chance that they're going to take the bandages off and we're going to be like,
Oh, I imagine, because it's like they've already gone to the doctor and been unbandaged. Like, so I imagine, like, a little curtain in front of their face, like a little tiny one just covering their nose.
And then they, like, peel the curtain back. And there's a spotlight on it.
Yes!
No, I want to see their reaction, like, on the TV shows when they're seeing it for the first time. I want to be there for that so I can be like, it looks the same. It looks great.
Yeah.
No, so once it's recovered, you plan a party with all your friends. This one woman did it because she was like, you know what? I wanted to show them off and some of my friends kept asking and I wanted to just do it all at once. So she invited like 20 of her closest friends, which who has that many friends to begin with?
Yeah. She did a boob reveal to everyone. So she's like bare chested.
So she basically did like a wabam.
Check them out.
Yeah.
Whipped out the bazoomers and shook them around a little bit.
Yeah. Everybody has some drinks and you enjoy and celebrate this person's new.
Okay.
Friends. Yes, I would totally go to that. Was that your question?
I think it was.
Okay.
But apparently, other people are doing it for various like cosmetic surgeries. So they are doing it for the rhinoplasty or other things.
I saw
the
one
mommy
for
makeover.
For bunions?
What?
Like the removal?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they have a little cake and then they cut the bunion off of the cake.
Oh, that's so gross.
I do not want a bunion cake.
So I'm out on that one. I'm out on that one.
And they like use their feet to cut the cake.
Ew, no. Wait, they cut your bunions off, do people keep them? Because people keep other random things that get cut off.
I don't know.
I don't know what they do with a bunion.
If anyone has gotten a bunion removed.
Isn't it a thing where they just shave it down? So it's not like they're chopping it.
Yeah, I don't think it's like this whole piece that comes off.
down.
Oh, shaving the bone down?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not just like cutting your bone off. Whoa, why did that sound wrong? That sounded weird.
Oh, sorry, not to talk over that just in case I needed a new drop.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Couple of summer things. Let me know how you guys feel about this. Look, I haven't been to the gym in a long time. Graham, you go regularly.
Yes.
So do you, Jess. Mm-hmm. Chidi, you say you're going to and then you don't go. How do you guys feel about, and I think it's awesome what Planet Fitness is doing, but some people have other opinions. How do you feel about Planet Fitness offering, starting June 1st, teens free summer passes to keep them away from like all the bad stuff, you know, out on the streets and getting into trouble and, you know, just running amok out there? Instead, they could be doing something productive. They're going to be in the gym. They could be, you know, working out, focusing on health.
I'm here for it. As long as they go at a different time than me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
Let me tell you why. Yeah, a lot of people
sitting around scrolling TikTok.
Right.
Can I use that machine?
A lot of people do not want their gym just filled with teenagers taking up space, sitting on the machines, not using them, making TikToks, just doom scrolling.
Yeah. I think my big issue is they always go in groups. Which, and I hate to say it because I know it makes you feel more comfortable when you go in a group. So I think that's maybe why they do it. But it's always like groups of like five, you know, five guys.
Yeah.
It'll be like five guys working on one machine.
Hey, record me, bro.
Yeah. Or then you know you're not going to get to use that machine at all because going to take turns and they're going to stay there. And then they're talking while they're doing it. They're like hanging out, basically. So
you're not here for it.
I'm not really here for it. Although I think it is a good outlet, like you said, for them to do.
Yeah.
And I hope that the teens that are taking advantage of this are actually going to go and do more working out than hanging out. You know what I mean? Like they're going to be, if you're motivated enough to go to the gym, I hope that you're actually taking advantage of the time and working out.
Yeah.
I hope.
I don't see that happening. the other summer thing.
Yeah. So it is going to be an uncarbonated drink summer.
Boo.
Yeah, boo. The bubbles.
Like, I know when I go and I get my Celsius at the store by my house, like, they have fizz-free Celsius. Nobody gets
those.
Yes.
Oh,
who wants
flat?
That? Yeah. And it's like lemonade, or no, lemonade would be good, but it's like iced tea flavored. I don't know. They have a bunch of different ones, but like, I want the bubbles.
Yeah.
I want the fizz.
The carbonation is what makes it, I don't know, it gives
delicious.
It that experience.
I know.
Crack that can.
And it's like crisp and bubbly.
But you know the younger generation.
They're doing this on purpose. They just want the opposite of anything we want.
Honestly, I think so.
It is true, though. The uncarbonated beverages are majorly having their moment right now. We talked a little bit about yesterday on Summer House. Like, Kyle and Summer House started that hard tea company basically called Lover Boy. That's an I think their entire line is uncarbonated. I think Surfside right now is absolutely dominating the market. I have a friend, know a guy that works for Surfside, and they're just destroying it right now. They're killing it. Everybody.
Yeah.
But it is weird when you crack one and take a sip, you do a double take at first. You're like, whoa, am I getting something that's like flat or old?
Yeah.
Once you get used to it, then you just get.
If I'm opening a can of anything besides Whoop Ass, I want it to be bubbly.
People still opening cans of Whoop Ass.
I know.
Still, I'm crying. Been a while since I cracked one.
You're showing your age.
Yeah.
I love the reference.
Yeah, but, you know.
Open up a can of Whoop Ass.
So you don't want that bubbly. Okay, got it.
Yeah, but no, the uncarbonated drinks, I agree. It is the summer of the uncarbonated drinks.
Not cool.
Yeah. And it makes sense. You know, the millennials and older generations, they grew up drinking like a ton of soda. So that's like what we're all used to. And that's what we feel like we need. The generation born between 1997 and 2012, according to this, they didn't grow up drinking as much soda. So to them, it isn't like a big deal.
Is that you?
I know.
Oh, sorry.
1995.
And that generation, 1997 to 2012, they've never opened up a can of Whoop Ass.
Yeah.
So, let's turn it over to Chidi. Chidi, what year were you born?
1997.
Have you ever opened up a can
of Whoop
Ass?
I have not.
See, there you go. Yeah, you haven't lived.
Have you ever heard that expression?
I have.
Okay.
Thank God.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know what's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Ray J is finally out of the hospital. Looks like he was discharged yesterday, possibly the day before. If you don't know, he checked himself in after his MMA fight on Saturday where he got knocked out. Apparently, he did suffer a concussion and he was getting kind of scurred because his heart rate was slowing. And so they kept him there in the hospital for a few days until now, obviously. Here's what I don't get, because again, Ray, you said you were dying. You said your heart was functioning at 25%. So why are you doing MMA fights? Mm-hmm. Sources say Ray J was medically cleared to partake in this fight. He underwent an extensive medical evaluation by independent doctors and the fight's athletic commission, and everyone said he was good to go. He was good to fight. Yeah. So I don't know. Something is just not adding up here. I'm very skeptical.
Yeah, me too.
We can't trust anything that comes out of Ray J's mouth.
No,
so we don't. We can't trust his account of any of this. And then we need the full medical account. But you know,
right?
That part you don't really have access to.
Show that to us,
please.
Tina Fey is addressing Timothée Chalamet's man spreading. do you remember last month we talked about Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet at the Knicks game? And they were seated next to Ben Stiller, and Tina Fey was there, and Tracy Morgan. So I didn't notice this at the time, but poor Tina Fey, she was in between Timmy and Tracy. And the man spreading, oh my God, she had to sit like a pencil. Go look at the picture on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
Oh my God.
How uncomfortable, at least we thought. Well, Tina was on the New Heights podcast this week. You know, that's Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's podcast, and they asked her about this.
I should start by saying that Timothée Chalamet was nothing but lovely, super friendly. And it wasn't until the next day that I saw all these man spreading things, but I will say, you got to remember, for every amount that he's sitting like this and manspreading, I'm doing the opposite. I got a big old can. Timothy's leg took the front. My big old can was taking the back.
So now I'm like, wait, does Tina Fey have some junk in the trunk?
Does she?
She does a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Look at that. Why are you saying, yeah, you knew this?
I watched 30 Rock.
Yeah,
fantastic show.
Yeah.
She has a booty.
She has a little badonkadonk back there. Does anybody call it that? Badonkadonk?
Nope. Open up a can of whoop ass on that badonkadonk.
Oh, so that means they kind of were balancing each other out.
That's what she's saying. So, like, he was open in the front, but she was, like, taking up the entire back part.
Yeah, careful.
Hey, that sounded wrong.
That did sound wrong.
Yeah, she got a little booty on her.
Well, we've talked about the man spreading before. Some guys take it to a level that's just ridiculous, but I've also explained that just anatomically, us guys, we, like, have to man spread just a little bit. It's just because of the apparatus that we've got attached to us there, and it just, you can't smoosh your legs together.
Okay.
You can't do it. You can't sit like Tina Fey sitting in this picture. It just, like, you can't.
But how can some guys sit with their legs crossed?
You can sit with your legs crossed. That, and again, I'd have to draw you a diagram of why it's not
draw
being smooshed at that point.
Will you draw a diagram for
so
us?
So then why don't
during
more
the,
guys...
During the next commercials?
Sitting with your legs crossed is not that comfortable of a situation for most guys. Like, it kind of hurts your knee or your hip or whatever. Like, it's not that comfortable. You can do it for short periods of time.
I mean, us too. We can't do it forever. It hurts. But we have to, because you guys are taking up all the space.
Yep.
But I'm just telling you, you cannot, as a guy, sit there with your thighs mushed together like Tina Fey is in this picture. You're absolutely, something in there is just getting completely smashed. So you have to... I'm not saying you have to man spread with your knees way far apart like that, but your legs have to sit with some level of separation in them. it's anatomy.
Okay.
Hmm.
I still want that diagram.
I could, because if your legs are crossed, then the thing can drop under.
So
never
then why
mind.
Don't okay. more guys cross their legs then just do
because
it
I just said it's not
our comfort.
It's the same thing. It's just it's not that comfortable to do for extended periods of time.
No, but we're saying it's the same thing for us. So imagine if everybody just crossed their legs just for a little bit, all at the same time, everyone would be like
comfier.
Equally as miserable.
Well, if you want to coordinate a mass stadium leg crossing, go for it. Yes. But I don't see that working.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, Blue Origin tried launching their New Glenn rocket last night, and oh no, it did not go well. Blue Origin is Jeff Bezos's space company, and they've been in a constant space race with Elon Musk and his company SpaceX for who's going to control the future of space travel and space tourism for that matter. Well, last night's launch was going to be an uncrewed mission. It was going to be to deliver a bunch of satellites for Bezos's own sort of, he wants to have his own rival satellite internet company to Elon Musk's Starlink. Well, the 320-foot tall New Glenn rocket, it ignited there on the launch pad and then it just exploded into a massive fireball. It said it shook nearby houses. It was such a big explosion. Blue Origin confirmed it had experienced, quote, an anomaly during the hot fire test.
Like it's never happened before.
When they fire up the rocket before, it wasn't during the actual launch, but that anomaly caused the whole thing to blow up into a giant fireball. Musk said in a post on social media, very rough day, but we'll rebuild whatever needs rebuilding and get back to flying. It's worth it. Too early to know the root cause.
And billions of dollars are going into this, right?
I love their explanations every time. Remember when Elon Musk had one of the SpaceX rockets blow up and he said it experienced rapid disassembly or something. It's like, bro, it blew up. And Elon Musk did offer his condolences on X last night. He said, quote, sorry to see this. I hope you recover quickly. Most unfortunate. Rockets are hard.
Ooh.
Just billionaires just... to each other about billionaire stuff.
All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Woo! It's Eva from Pittsburgh. I just want to say good morning, and I am getting ready to go to my niece's, Emilia's, fifth grade promotion, going on to sixth grade. So, congratulations, Mila. Okay, have a great weekend. Bye.
Oh, that's
nice
amazing.
Nice work, Mila. Fifth grade to sixth grade. It's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Oh, yeah. All right, it's time for Jess to say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just have a quick shout out to everybody that showed up to my event yesterday. I was at Carrington College.
That's right.
And you know what? I was like, dang, it's kind of a gloomy day. It was kind of rainy. So I was like, maybe nobody's going to show up, but our listeners still show out, and I appreciate every single one of you, and we gave out a ton of chug mugs, and I want to say a special shout out to David in Dublin, because I still need to get him from my car, you guys, but he made us all these super cute 3D printed magnets with our name on them.
Aww.
They're super cute, so I'll give those to you once I go get them from my car.
Well, thank you in advance.
Yeah.
All right, let's kick off What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
I think everyone should want a boss that wants to have with you at least once in a while. Won't hurt.
Whoa.
I think it's a fair assessment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you don't want them to be doing that with everyone, do you?
It's probably part of the job.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't get jealous.
I think I would.
Okay.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Come on, let's win you a JV Show chug mug on this Friday. Whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit that talkback mic button while you're streaming us here on Wild 94.9. After you've set us as your number one preset, of course, because you want us to stay employed through the rest of 2026. Once you leave your guests on that talkback, leave your name and your city. We want to be able to shout you out. But first correct answer of the morning is the only one that wins that chug mug.
That's
so
right.
Get your guesses in.
Yep, we're going to play some of those first talkbacks. Coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now, we're playing What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning the jug mug. Mm-hmm. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. I think everyone should want a boss that wants to have with you at least once in a while. Won't hurt.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No? Well, at least... Well, I don't... Yeah, I think you would want that.
Okay.
Jess. Remember,
yeah,
this
see what
is...
they look like.
This
yeah.
is a family show, so that word is something clean, I promise you. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Pacifica. I think the bleeped out word is drinks. Maybe you should have drinks with your boss every once in a while. Anyways, happy Friday.
I don't know. That sounds dangerous.
Dangerous in what way?
Like, there's some bosses out there that might be, like, I don't know, grooming.
Oh.
You know, no, someone for some type of relationship. I don't know.
Got it.
Hi, JV Show. It's Riley from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is coffee. Thank you.
Yeah, isn't that so nice?
Grab coffee with your boss. All these things sound nice. Going out for drinks with the boss, like, sounds like a good time. Or going out for coffee, and then when it comes time to actually do it, you're like, that's the last thing in the world I want to do right now. Is leave my house to go back to hang out with my boss.
It's Charles from San Jose. Is a bleeped out word lunch? All right, guys, have a good day.
Come on, free lunch.
I'm here for that.
That sounds nice.
I was supposed to get a free lunch yesterday. We had a big two-hour work session yesterday. And I was like, well, I'm just here. I just got to make it to the end of this 2 hours. I'm really tired, but there's a free lunch at the end of it. And then my boss was like, I forgot to send the link. You were supposed to order the food. I forgot to put the link in
there.
Are
you serious?
So, and I was like, that's okay. I have an apple in my car.
From 3 days
ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just ate my sad apple on my drive home when I thought I was getting a free lunch.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. I think everyone should want a boss that wants to have with you. At least once in a while won't hurt, right? Just once in a while. Maybe once a month.
I get like where? Like you duck into a closet?
Anywhere. At the office.
Oh.
I mean.
In the car?
Not
the parking
garage? Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Never mind.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mondo from San Jose. I believe the bleeped out word is karaoke. Everyone wants to karaoke with their boss. Also, is Selena's real name not Selena? It's too early for this.
It's way too early for this. Moving on.
My mind's blown.
Whoa. Good morning, JV Show. This is Jesus from San Francisco, and I think the bleep word of today is friendship.
Friendship. Wants to have a friendship. Oh. Isn't that so nice?
That's sweet. Yeah, a lot of bosses want to be your friend.
Until they have to fire you, and that ends everything.
Like, I thought we were friends.
Yep. But business will come first.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Jackson from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is jokes. See ya.
That's a good guess. That's a very popular guess this morning.
But not the right one.
Nope.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alexis from Stockton, and my guess for the bleeped out word is fun.
Fun. There it is. All right, so here's today's clip. Unbleeped. I think everyone should want a boss that wants to have fun with you. At least once in a while won't hurt. Like, if you have a boss that is actually going to try to make meetings fun, like if you have to be in a meeting or whatever, they're going to bring some food, maybe some Starbucks or something like that. Hey, we don't have that here. I'm just saying. It'd be nice to have a boss listening.
Yeah.
So your definition of fun is a boss that brings you a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like food and coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That does sound fun.
Wow.
I am here for that. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, you heard Alexis in Stockton right there with the first correct answer of the morning. She's getting herself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug at JV Show number one in Stockton. I just checked this morning.
Nice.
Dominate Stockton.
Thank you so much. I'll go see
you. Totally bent Stockton over and gave it to him on the last ratings quarter.
Show.
Oh, sorry. A lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Our buddy Kyle in Manteca had it. So did Lori in Morgan Hill. Naomi in South San Francisco. Woo-hoo. What's up, Naomi? What's up? Josh and Gilroy had it. Rebecca and Concord came with the correct answer. So did our buddy Leo in San Jose. Julie in Bay Point. Have a great weekend, Julie. Jackson in San Francisco. Did he just leave that one other guest, but then he came back with another guest again? Right? I think that was Jackson. Hayes in Morgan Hill had it. So did Jessica in Pittsburgh. Vanessa in Dublin. Marie in Pleasant Hill. Jenna in South City. Sophia in Concord. Julie in Valley Springs. JV Show number one out in Valley Springs. I mean, there's only 10 people that live there, but still, that's a big deal. Emily in Hayward came with the correct answer. So did Sharifa in Richmond. Anyone else I'm missing with the last? Last-minute guests.
Nope.
I did want to highlight one guest that I saw come in. It's from our buddy Colleen in Redwood City. She guessed lunch, which was one of the other... That was probably the far and away the most popular guest this morning.
Uh-huh.
But she said on her talkback, you guys, that this was probably her last day listening to us because...
Wait, what?
She's retiring.
What does that have to do with listening to us?
That's what I want to know. What does that have to do with listening to us? Because we are still available to listen to whether or not you are going to work, which is a good reminder for everybody that's about to start sleeping in a little bit over
the summer.
You should
still set your alarms for 6 a.m. and wake up and just sit there and listen to us.
Because we'll still be here putting on a damn good show.
Get a summer break. Us.
Yeah. So we appreciate everyone that will continue to listen to us.
Guess who will never be able to retire?
Us.
Thanks a lot for rubbing it in, Colleen. Redwood City,
and
but congrats on
live,
your retirement.
You can still podcast the show.
Yes.
On the iHeartRadio app.
Please do.
So there you go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's welcome Carlos to the show. Good morning.
What's up, Carlos?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What do you have planned for this weekend?
Not much. Probably just going on the beach, if anything, or the boardwalk.
Yes. Yeah, so it's supposed to actually be nice this weekend, Jess. You promise?
Yeah. Especially Sunday. Go on Sunday.
Okay. So expect the opposite, because whatever Jess says, the opposite will happen in terms of weather.
Bring a parka and an umbrella to the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Understood.
Right. Carlos, we are going to ask you 4 trivia questions inside our Yup Nope game. You just have to get 3 correct, and if you can do that, you are winning.
Tickets for Don Omar.
Here we go. Question number 1. Right. Mine coins are the currency you would use for purchases in what video games marketplace? Mine coins.
I'm going to say Minecraft.
Yep.
That's correct. My kid asked me daily for mine coins. I'm just like, no, bro. I'm not a mine coin ATM. But that's all he wants. All right, question number 2.
Exactly.
Question number 2. If you want to go see the iconic cracked Liberty Bell, what U.S. city must you travel to?
Philadelphia.
Yep.
That's right.
On a roll, Carlos. Here's question number 3. In NBA basketball, if a player is fouled while attempting a layup and they did not make their shot in the process, how many free throws are they awarded?
2 shots.
Yep.
Do you have to know everything? It's like too easy.
I made the questions easy for a Friday. We need a Friday winner, okay. Right? He's already won the game.
I appreciate it.
Question number 4, just for funsies. Let's see if you can get this one, Mr. Smarty Pants. Question 4, Kuwait City is the capital city of what Middle Eastern country?
Iraq?
Nope.
No, it's actually just Kuwait. Kuwait City is the capital of Kuwait.
Gotcha.
What's your question?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though, because you still got these tickets for Don Omar.
Awesome. Thank you.
He's going to be at the SAP Center November 5th. And this is courtesy of CMN Evans.
Yep, and you are very welcome. Carlos, hang on there for your winning. Graham, do we have any shout-outs today?
A whole bunch of them. Buckle up. Graham, dad sliding here into your DMs. Want to give a birthday shout-out to Chase in Napa, who's turning 13. He loves the Yep Nope game and the
I'm a mommy.
And the I'm a daddy. Happy 13th birthday from mom and dad. Yes, happy birthday, Chase.
Who gives a fuck?
Morning, JV Show. I wanted to wish a happy birthday to my son, Will. Can't believe you are 10 years old. Looking forward to celebrating this weekend with friends and family. Welcome to Double Digits, bud. Love, mom. And Maya girl. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Wonder if you could do me a favor and shout out the graduating class of Olympic High School. Go Jellyfish! Their graduation is tomorrow. I'm so incredibly proud of the resilient, brilliant individuals you've all become together. Together we rise. And that is from Miss Maria. I think she must be one of the teachers there. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Congrats to everyone at Olympic High School. Don't know if they're actually the jellyfish. Hey, Graham, can you please say happy birthday to my beautiful daughter, Ava Elizabeth? She's turning 8 today. Love you very much, Ava, and wishing you a fun and adventurous year. And that's from Alex. Yes, happy birthday, Ava.
Who gives a fart?
Please, Graham, wish my husband, Shivtesh, and his brother, Ravitesh, a very happy birthday. 2 brothers, 1 birthday, and twice the trouble. Happy birthday to you both. Hope your day is as awesome as you guys are. Thank you. Yes, double.
Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart? There for both of them. Hi, good morning, JV Show. Can you please give a big shout out to Athena on her 8th birthday? It's tomorrow, but we'll be celebrating her all weekend. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
And Charlize are so proud of you, and we love you so much. Hope you enjoy your birthday weekend. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham, could you please, pretty please wish our littlest baby, Antonio, a happy 8th birthday? He's in the car with Nina and Eric on their way to school, and just want to wish him a great start to his 8th birthday. We love you, Antonio, with all our hearts, and can't wait to see what the world has to offer you. Love, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And Papa. Say it in Spanish, Graham, not Papa. Papa.
I think you did good. Papa.
Yeah, whatever. Hi, Graham, could you... Oh, sorry.
Who gives a fart?
Yes. Hi, Graham. Could you give a birthday shout-out to my friend? She listens on her commute to work. Happy birthday, Leslie, a.k.a. Bruja. Have a wonderful day at work, and we will have a blast tonight celebrating you. Love you very much. Brujas forever. Love, Janet, to Brujis. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham. I was hoping you could wish my daughter Riley a happy 11th birthday. We listen every day on the way to school. Love you, baby. Yes, happy birthday, Riley.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Napa mom here in your DMs. I was hoping you can give a super special shout-out to the Napa Junior Girls Softball Summer League Team Legacy. Their first year, they have a summer travel team. These girls have been working so hard, and today's the first day of their tournament for the weekend. I want to wish them good luck. Go get them, girls! Yeah, go get them.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Graham, could you do a quick shout-out to my kiddos, Malanka and Jahir? Happy last day of school. Welcome to summer, babies.
Nice.
Special shout-out to Jahir for promoting fifth grade. It's on to middle school, baby. We're so proud of you and wish you all the best. Love you both so much. That's from Mom Geraldine, Dad Chris, and Big Bro Jalen. Yes, congrats, you guys.
Congratulations.
And enjoy the summer, but make sure you're still listening to us. Otherwise, next year, when you want a birthday shout-out, we'll say...
Who gives a fart? Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Colleen is really leaving us, Graham?
Yeah.
What?
Q.
I'm a retired lady. Worked with the city of Redwood City for 25 years. Listened to you guys for decades. JV, Wayne, back in the day. I will miss you guys. I will tune in, listen to the podcast. But you guys made my mornings. You were my clock, and I knew when I was going to be late to work. So thanks so much for everything. Appreciate you guys, and rock on. Thanks for everything.
Oh, my God. Hey, it's not a goodbye.
It feels like a breakup.
I know.
That's our buddy Colleen in Redwood City. Congrats on the retirement, first and foremost. But she left the talk back earlier during our What the Bleep game, announcing this was her last day of listening to us. But she said right there she's going to listen to the podcast.
Okay, I'll take that.
We need that. But congrats on the retirement. And you will be missed listening to us live. She still could listen to us live.
She still could. Yeah. Still, like, you can still be your alarm.
Yeah, I mean, and like still have some laughs with us and like still play along with the What the Bleep game and other stuff. And like, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
They always act different once they retire, you know?
Yeah.
Brand new. She's going to ghost us.
Graham, what do you have inside today's Hot is Trending?
Bay Area man says he listed his house for rent on Airbnb and it ended up getting trashed. But you will never guess who is responsible for doing that trashing.
All right. We'll find out next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So J-Lo might be back in contact with an ex. Now, I know we talked earlier this week about her allegedly dating like a co-star from her upcoming Netflix movie, Office Romance. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether or not that is all just like for press, I don't know. But listen to these new reports.
Okay.
She has been in contact with not Ben Affleck.
Mark Anthony.
Not Mark Anthony.
A-Rod.
A-Rod.
No way.
Remember, they dated for a few years. They even got engaged. They were engaged for 2 years, but then he allegedly cheated on her with some girl from Summer House. And they ended things in 2021. Well, A-Rod just got out of a 3-year relationship, and sources are saying he reached out to J-Lo. And he wants a second chance. Apparently, he never fully got over her. She meant everything to him. And he's not pretending the past didn't happen, but he misses her and he wants to rebuild. He wants another chance.
Who did he hook up with from Summer House? I'm totally blanking.
I don't remember her name. I have no idea. I've also never watched that.
Do you think that she'll give him a second chance?
I don't know. As for J-Lo's side, the source says that Jennifer is much more guarded after, you know, her divorce from Ben again. She's much more guarded and emotionally centered. So she's open to, like, you know, being peaceful with him, but she's also not shutting the door completely.
I think it was Southern Charm. I think you have your
Bravo shows. That's what I meant.
I was like, I don't remember anyone in Summer House, but Madison from
Southern Charm.
Another great show that you guys should be watching. Watch all of those.
Yeah. Are you guys here for?
No.
Me either. No. Do you guys think it'll happen?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know.
I have no...
I don't know.
Her spectacular relationship failures in my mind, you know, I said this the other day, like, sometimes you look in the mirror, maybe the problem's you. Maybe not in her case with A-Rod if he cheated on her, but, like, all these failed relationships, I kind of think it's her. So, and A-Rod seems to be just a grade-A jerk by all accounts. So, like, the two of them in my mind are
maybe
perfect,
they're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
There's a clip from Khloe Kardashian's podcast that is going viral where she reveals that she forced Tristan Thompson to get a vasectomy.
Well,
so Khloe dropped this new episode of her Khloe in Wonderland podcast yesterday with her baby daddy Tristan as this week's guest. Nobody cares about most of what they talked about per usual, except for this.
I already have enough baby mamas. I don't want no more.
He has three, by the way, and that's including Khloe.
Yeah, smart.
More than enough.
And who helped you fix that decision? That was me.
Yeah.
Tristan may have had a little ultimatum from me.
What? Getting neutered?
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta lay them on the table. Get a conversation.
Sometimes you have to get forced into the right decision.
So she's admitting she forced him to get the little snip snippery down there.
And he's probably thanking her for this.
It's for the best, but I feel like you can't force anybody to do something to their body.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't take the scalpel and, like, cut into.
He still has free will at the end of the day. He could have chosen not to do it, but
I guess a lot of people were like, well, what if he wants to have more kids? And it is a reversible procedure.
Very true.
Most guys don't want to go through that again.
No, once is enough. Whose podcast was that we were listening to there?
Chloe's.
Wow, what in the
unlistenable
boredom.
I know.
What in the... Yeah. God, that sounds terrible.
She also has frozen embryos. So Tristan is like, if I do want more kids, it's going to be with you. And she was like, actually, we also made sure to save some of your sample as well. So if you did get into another relationship and your wife wanted kids, like, you still can. Now you can leave me out of this.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a Bay Area man said that he often rents out his house here in San Francisco on Airbnb, but he might be thinking twice about doing it going forward because the last time it got booked, it suffered more than $12,000 in damages. He said his family's heirloom antique dining table was broken. There were chipped bathroom tiles, stained sheets, a damaged coffee table and credenza, a scratched washing machine, and even his shoes and shoe rack were just completely missing, and they were in a locked closet that was not supposed to be opened. Not to mention that everything he said in the kitchen cabinets and drawers were all completely rearranged. Everything had been put away just in a totally different place than it started from, which seemed is incredibly annoying. Now, to who did all this? It was a robot.
What?
What do you mean?
A robotics company that's developing robots for doing household chores apparently rented the house, and unbeknownst to the homeowner, they clearly used his place as a testing ground their bot, and I guess it's still got a lot of kinks.
It destroyed everything?
It still has a lot of kinks to work out because it's not too good at completing all the tasks, but maybe the next time around it'll be better, but it did all these damages.
Wow.
He's filed a lawsuit to try to recoup the money from all the damages.
That's hilarious.
I mean, the future is here. We got robots renting your Airbnb now, and they're terrible at putting stuff away.
That is crazy.
It's just thrashed everything.
Yeah, we still got some. I think we still got some time before robots take over. Yeah.
Just a little bit of time,
but it's more than I thought, and I'll take that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
Good morning, T. The birds are chirping.
Happy Friday.
Yay!
Happy Friday!
Before we get to your information possibly being stolen again, Graham, did you guys see this roller coaster that got stuck in Galveston, Texas?
Yes.
Yesterday. Dude. If you have not seen this video, you have to. I don't care if you're driving. Pull over right now.
Pull over.
Do it while you're driving. Don't care. Go watch this video. Don't do that, by the way. JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. They are.
Oh my God.
Stuck. Like, it's like a vertical ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stuck there. I just read that this happened. The ride, like, stopped at 5:20 local time. They weren't successfully removed until around 9 o'clock at night.
Are you serious?
They were up there for hours. And look at the position they were stuck in.
Oh, so they're like, it's like sitting in a recliner, basically. They're seated
in the
thing. But all the way back with their head.
And at the very tippity top of a roller coaster.
Yeah, they're
and you
super
know,
high up.
Yeah, you know it got cold up there because you can see the water underneath. Mm. It's like, oh my God.
Biggest fear.
That's got to be one of the biggest fears.
Oh, yeah.
Move over running out of gas on the Bay Bridge.
Even when you look at the video of the firefighters rescuing them, like they're having to unbuckle them and then and then catch the person.
Yeah, because they're damn near upside down.
Yeah, there's no way the person could just step off the ride. They're having to like catch the person so they don't fall to the ground and then put them in that whatever that thing's called. Yeah. Can't think of it right now.
I mean, you're stuck there. Are you going live on your Instagram?
Yeah.
On TikTok?
Well, yeah, because I don't know if it's my last moment.
Yeah, I think I want to save my battery to call my family to say my goodbyes.
But then what if your phone falls?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and drop your phone.
You're not supposed to have your phone on roller coasters, though.
That could be in your pocket, though, right? I always had mine in my pocket.
Yeah, I guess you can if it's secured. But if they see you with your phone out, they make you put it away.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to bend the rules in this instance. I've been stuck upside down for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so scary? Go look at that video, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. All right, Graham.
All right, so we talked about this a couple months ago. I was driving in one morning to get gas before work because I live at the gas station because my old ass car just burned through so much gas in my long commute. Anyways, and I had tapped my card to pay, and the machine acted kind of weird, and then the words data duplicated popped up on the screen. Right. And everybody chimed in. They're like, dude, you've been hacked. Your information's out there on the dark web. You've been scammed. You know, the whole thing. And everyone's like, you need to cancel that card. You need to call your credit agency. And I use the wait and see approach. I'll just wait and see if anything happens.
I can't
and
believe
you guys,
that.
Nothing happened.
Nothing
on that,
happened?
Nothing happened on that credit card. No suspicious charges. No nothing.
Okay, but it's still up for sale on the black market.
Probably. Yeah. But nobody wants... I do have a phenomenal credit
you
score.
You do.
But I don't know.
You're lucky they don't show that because everyone would be trying to buy it. There'd be like bids. There'd be bids for it.
Anyways, and I had went ahead and used that machine regardless, and I just scanned a different credit card, and then that one worked, and then I filled up my car. And everyone's like, you're an idiot. Why would you do that? You're scammed. Well, I went to the same gas station yesterday morning on my way into work. I'm not going to say which gas station.
Okay, you don't have to say which one, but is it like one of those bigger name ones?
It's in American Canyon.
What does it rhyme with?
It's on Highway 29.
Schmel? Marco?
Nope. It actually rhymes with Bafeway.
Oh.
And that's not a real word. But anyways, and so here I am. I tap my card again. Same exact credit card as the one before. And then the lights don't, it doesn't immediately beep.
Was it the same pump or do you not remember?
I now go to a different pump every time because I was like, oh, maybe that one's the one that somebody is scamming me on. So I went to a different pump. I scan my card. And next thing you know, data duplicated again. I was like, this is getting a little redundant. You've now copied of my information. You've now got it again.
Whoa.
What in the hell?
Are you not freaked out by this?
Yeah, it's a little unnerving, like I said, the first time when it happened, and now the second time. But since nothing happened the first time, I guess I'm...
But it's still not normal. Like, I get gas twice a week, and this has never happened to me ever in my whole life.
Meaning, has it happened to anybody else that's gone to that gas station? Again, it's in American Canyon on 29, very popular gas station. They got good prices, so that's why I go. I'm just curious, or anybody that's like a tech that works on these pumps, like, what the hell is happening there? I don't get it.
I think you need to go again.
And then...
just to test it.
Yeah. And then, because I'm too lazy then to pull to another pump, and of course, you know, this is at 3:45 in the morning or whatever, I just scanned the card again, and then the next time it worked, I started pumping gas. I didn't go to another gas station. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Is there someone working there that you can go in there and ask?
No, it's all dark at that point.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, it's just early morning.
It's just me. Anyways, so my data has now been duplicated.
Twice.
It's a duplicate of a duplicate.
I think, I mean, if it was me, I would go back during the day.
Yeah.
And I would go in there and be like, this has happened to me twice now. What does this mean? Like, are you guys stealing my information? Is there like one of those skimmy things on here?
I think about that when I drive by on my way home, but that place is so packed at that time. There's just lines of cars there. And I'm just like, ain't nobody got time for that. I want to go home. Okay. It's all fine, you guys.
Until it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is fine.
Whatever. It's a duplicate of a duplicate now at this point. The next time it gets duplicated,
that's going to be the time. Okay, now you still want to. Okay.
I'm going to still employ the wait and see approach.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait and see if anything happens.
By that time, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
How do we find Graham's information? I would like his credit. I would
love
to.
Credit score phenomenal right now, by the way.
Like, how do we get to the dark web to find Graham's specifically?
I don't think we can afford it, though, if we're bidding on the dark web.
How much does it go for?
I feel like that one's got to be up there for a lot. Again, credit score, phenomenal.
But do they know? You think, when they have your information, they, like, run it through a checker and they can see, like, how much credit you have, the score and all that?
I don't know. I thought they just use your information to buy stuff.
That's what I thought.
And then I thought I'd be getting some charges for, like, you know, a set of tires in Florida or something. And then I just decline. That's not me. And then you get a new card.
I know. I know some people use it for flights and stuff and sell those. So
that's a smart idea. Flights are so expensive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sucks for you, Graham.
Yeah, we'll see.
I hope that nothing happens.
We'll see.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, JV Show. This is Lena from San Jose, and I want to shout out my son, Moses. Today is his last day of school, and I am so proud of what he has accomplished throughout the whole year. Sadly, they are closing his school, and he has to go to another school. But I told him I wish him the best, and he will make new friends. Good luck, Moses. I love you. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, have a great day.
Yeah, congrats, Moses, on the last day. And
why the school closure?
Well, Moses.
I mean, I have an idea.
Yeah, it was all Moses' fault.
So. Oh, no, that was not the idea I had.
Well, that's what it sounded like from the talkback. But either way, hope you have a great last day ever at that school that you ruined.
And have an awesome summer.
I'm kidding. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone. So, Wildin' for 9. Hi, who's this?
David.
David?
Yes.
David, you're caller 20. Welcome, welcome to the JV show. You got, we're doubling up on prizes this morning. Mm-hmm. You got a chug mug and
tickets for Louis Tomlinson for June 6th, which is
nice. All right, so David, here's what we need from you. You're going to stay on and you're going to play our chug wheel game along with us. Let me explain how this works. So yesterday we sent Jess out to the streets and she asked a random person 8 questions. So David, we're going to go through each question one by one and we're going to stop down. And if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, you win the game. And that means one of us here in studio is going to be doing some chugging, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Graham, really quick, what is on the chug wheel this week?
This week's featured item on the chug wheel from last week and on this week, tuna punch. It's a Hawaiian punch mixed with tuna juice, tuna punch. We also have culture pop soda on there. It's the orange mango. Coffee with olive oil. Starbucks took it off their menu. We put it on ours. Pumpkin puree. I don't know why. I found an old dusty can under the desk.
It's been there since like September.
Yeah, that's fine. It's in a can.
That's
It'll be
so
fine.
Gross.
Buffalo wing sauce. We have the soup du jour, which has definitely been here for way too long. It's a hearty beef and barley stew or something like that. And then we have dealer's choice. If you land on that space, you can pick any of those delicious items to chug.
Oh, my God. All right, David, are you ready to play? All right, let's find out who Jess talked to.
Haynes, San Francisco.
Oh, what was the name?
Haynes.
Haynes. Haynes. Out of San Francisco.
Like
all right.
The underwear?
Here we go. Oh, no. Question number one. David, listen up.
Have you seen the Michael Jackson movie?
Oh, okay. Yes or no? Has he seen the Michael Jackson movie?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Dang it.
David, on the board quickly. Next question.
Excitement level for the World Cup on a scale of 1 to 5. 5 being the most excited.
David, what do you think Haynes said about his excitement level for the World Cup?
His name was Haynes?
Mm-hmm. Like the underwear?
Yes.
Not excited.
On a scale of 1 to 5.
Oh, 2.
1.
Okay, good for us, good for us.
You're close there.
Next question, David. I need you to actually listen to this one, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cool or not, jean jackets.
What do you think he said? Cool or not cool?
Not cool.
No, no, not at all.
Not cool?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's 2 correct for David at the moment. Next question.
Can you name one current member of the JV show?
David, what do you think Haynes said? Can he name one member, current member of the JV show?
Well, I learned that default answer is always no, so I'm going to go no.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
this has never happened before.
No.
This is something new.
Wow, what a nice compliment. Who was he able to name, Jess?
You.
Yes. All right. Even a bigger compliment on this Friday.
Just to recap, how many points does David have so far?
He has 2 correct and 2 incorrect.
All right. Next question.
When did you graduate high school? In the 2010s, before 2010, or in the 2020s?
All right. What do you think he said? Before 2010? Oh, my God. Before 2010, in the 2010s, or in the 2020s? Why is that so hard to say?
I don't know.
2010s, I'll say.
Before 2010.
Ooh, before.
Before.
No wonder he likes jean jackets.
He doesn't like them.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Mind. Dang it, I had that back.
He doesn't like them, yeah. All right, next question.
After a breakup, do you delete pictures of that person in your phone right away or hang on to them?
David, what do you think Hayden said? Hold on to the pictures or delete them?
Delete them.
I would say hang on. Hang on to them.
Interesting. Okay. What about you guys quickly around the room? I think you got to delete immediately.
I always hang on to them.
You have to for a little bit.
Yeah.
What? Why?
You might get back together.
Yeah, because I always take them back. Yeah.
good point. All right, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. David, you've got 4 incorrect here. You got to get the next 2 questions correct to get that chug wheel spinning.
All right, here we go.
Have you clogged a toilet in the last year? Couldn't say that with a straight face.
Great question.
All right, David, has he clogged a toilet in the last year?
No.
No, not at all.
Oh, come on. You lied. You're lying.
Yeah, every guy has. I clogged one last week. All right. We're down to the final question, as it often does in this game. The final question. David, you got to get this one correct to get somebody on this show chugging.
When you're driving in your car, what do you usually listen to? Podcasts, radio, or music on a streaming app?
David, what do you think Haynes said? What does he listen to while he's driving in the car?
Music on streaming app.
Music on a streaming app.
Oh, my God.
Oh, on the final question.
Stop.
No.
Oh, my gosh, no.
David, I hope you're happy.
David.
I am happy.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, then it worked out for you. I guess we're happy for you. You got your Louis Tomlinson tickets. You got a chug mug. Yeah, and you're making one of us chug. David, thank you for playing along. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got some winning to get to you.
Heart's racing right now.
Graham, I think you're drawing.
Oh.
I hate when Graham draws.
I hope this is one of those times where he draws himself.
Please. Oh, my God, please. Please.
Wait, stop.
Cross your fingers and toes, everybody.
All right.
I can't cross my toes.
Try.
I can't.
Why do you guys feed me energy drinks on a Friday? My heart is about to burst right out of my chest.
Mine is.
And this morning's chug queen will be Jessica.
Boo. I knew it. Boo.
Oh, as long as it's not me. Thank God.
Okay. Sweet relief.
You listening, don't go anywhere because coming up in a few minutes, Jess is going to be spinning the chug wheel.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Cheaty. Yeah. Are we live on Instagram right now?
Hell yeah,
you can
bro.
Watch this live JV morning show. Give us a follow, and that way you can check out Jess. Spin the chug wheel.
Okay.
At least there's Culture Pop on there, the orange mango.
I'm scared.
Well, we've never had it. We don't know if it's any good. We need to try it.
Why is it moving?
I don't know. All right. On this morning's chug wheel, if you're just tuning in, Jess's name was drawn, so she's going to have to spin the wheel. Our featured item this week is tuna punch. It's Hawaiian
punch. Oh my God, I forgot that was on there.
Mixed with tuna juice, tuna punch. It's going to be delicious. Culture Pop soda up there. We've all heard the commercials, never tried it. This is the orange mango. And then we have coffee with olive oil. Starbucks took it off their menu. We added it to ours. Pumpkin puree. I don't know, it's leftover from fall. I found it under the desk.
That's so gross.
Buffalo wing sauce. And then we have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. JV Show Chef doesn't really recommend it because it's been here for a while as well. It's like a hearty beef and barley stew or something. And then we have dealer's choice. If you land on that space, Jess can pick whatever she would like of those delicious items to chug. She will now step up
and begin
spinning the wheel.
Oh, my God.
All right. The wheel is in motion. She kind of clanged it, but now it is turning, and the wheel is slowing down, and it just passed tuna punch to land on dealer's choice.
Wow. This might just be my second time getting dealer's choice. Jesus Christ.
You guys, it one passed the featured item. It just clicked past the tuna punch.
Today is my day, you guys.
So what are you choosing?
What shall you be choosing to chug? This is a no-brainer. Tuna punch. Featured item alert.
It has to be orange mango.
Oh, she's going to try the Culture Pop orange mango.
Not as exciting.
No, it's not.
All right. If you want to watch Jess chug some soda.
Sure you don't want the tuna punch?
No.
It's going to be delicious.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Fridays, we play our chug wheel game. We lost. Jess had to spin the chug wheel. She landed on
Culture Pop
soda.
So she's going to be chugging the orange mango. Look, it's about time that somebody drinks one of these things because we've heard the commercials now for months and months and we've never tried one. So at least someone has tried one. But when it comes to the chug wheel game, look, we're a little disappointed. As I know you are listening, you wanted somebody to chug the tuna punch. That's this week's featured item. And of course, I wanted to see that as well. But
that
we'll settle
so
with the orange mango Culture Pop.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before. We've all gotten some good stuff. And that's what we're always kind of rooting for ourselves, at least, when we have to spend. So
shut up
I am
drink.
Very happy right
just
now.
Just chug it.
Just chug it already. All right, Jess is...
I hate this for her.
Chug mug to lips, and she is chugging. Look, the Culture Pop is warm, at least, and it does say it's a probiotic soda, and we know Jess's bowels, and so she'll probably be in the bathroom for the 9 o'clock hour.
Look at how easy that was.
Wow, yippee.
Very bubbly.
Yay.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
Does it just taste like orange soda? Orange mango.
Did it taste like it might
grow
on
trees? Like raspberry and lime had a baby? Or whatever they say in the commercials.
Orange and mango.
I was like, where'd you get that from?
I think that's orange their new drink.
Yeah, that's the raspberry lemonade.
Raspberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Did we get this photo posted on our Instagram story?
We did not.
We did not. Okay, well then, do you want to just explain what will be posted?
It will be posted in a second.
You can use your imagination for this one because a woman, it's actually kind of a local story. Her and her boyfriend were playing at the Pacific Grove Golf Links in Pacific Grove. You guys ever golfed there before?
No, never golfed. Why would I go golfing?
I have many times. Beautiful little mini course. It's right there on the water. And while they were out on the course, somebody hit an errant shot. It was not someone in their group. And it actually, she said it was like a 1 in a million shot. Just went right through. There's a small gap between the golf cart windshield and like the post that holds the top of the roof of the golf cart. Went right through there, hit her right in the eyeball.
Oh, my God.
Crushed her eyeball. And the thing was all swollen out, black and blue. And she was okay, didn't have a concussion or anything, but the injury is gnarly. We will be posting a picture of her eye, JV Morning Show, on Instagram. Now, here's what I wanted to ask you ladies about, because a little later that afternoon, evening, little did she know, her boyfriend, the part of the reason that they were doing this golf outing and everything and their families were in town is that he was going to propose to her. So he went, look, he went to the family and was like, look, her eye is all messed up. I don't know if she's going to want this proposal now. And they're like, no, we're all here. Go for it. And he's like, you know what? I will. And so he got down on one knee later that evening I think it's Spanish Bay or at Pebble Beach, and proposed. And she said it was this great romantic moment. She said she's so glad that he went through with the proposal, despite the fact that her eye was bulging and hanging out of the side of her head.
Oh my God.
I wanted to ask you ladies, because that moment where you get engaged is a very, you know, you got the photographer there and everybody wants to see those engagement pictures. Would you be upset if your man went through with the proposal after you had suffered a gruesome eye injury?
Because I have to post pictures of myself like that.
Yeah. Postpone it.
Yeah, just wait.
But the whole families were there, and she even said she's glad that.
Yeah, I guess I understand being glad after the fact, because you got engaged and I'm sure you liked it. But I want to like post pictures of me like looking cute, or you know what I mean? Not with my eyeball about to fall out.
So guy gets down on one knee. Eyeball's hanging out. You're still giving a yes, but you're going to retake the pictures a couple months later when they're able to put your eye back in.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely doing an engagement photo shoot.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Because I want the whole purpose of the attention, I want it to be because of the engagement, not because of my eye being out of my eye socket.
Can't you, like, Photoshop it or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
can't afterwards? AI put her eyeball you back
can,
in her head?
You can, but you don't want to have to do that, like, mm-mm, on your, you know, the moment you got engaged. You want it to be, like, authentically you.
Yeah.
You got to postpone it.
I would have liked for him to wait.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the comments very divided. Some people are like, oh, this is so sweet, and that doesn't matter what you look like. It's true love. And other people are like, oh, hell no. That's not what I want to remember from my engagement. Yeah.
It is so swollen.
Well, yeah, it is. If you want to see a JV Morning Show on our Instagram story, by the way.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Well, now it's a sad Friday, and I blame Graham. Because, Graham, why would you put Culture Pop on the wheel? Like, why would it even be a choice? Of course they're gonna pick Culture Pop if dealer choice comes up. Come on. And some of these questions, they're too broad. It's not fair. 1 through 5, come on, what's the possibility there?
1 in 5.
1 through 5.
Like, come on. I am biased, but I don't see a problem with how we've been doing the questions, okay? Most of them are 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
We do sprinkle in a little multiple choice there.
Because we are only asking you to get 50% of the questions correctly, which would be an F if we were grading this a school paper.
And as far as Culture Pop on the chug wheel, we still want to have one thing that's delicious on there.
Yeah, don't blame me for that and the dealer's choice and having one thing on there. Because if there is not one chuggable, like, good thing on the wheel, these ladies legit would quit the show. You guys have no idea what hell I go through behind the scenes. So don't blame me.
90% of the time, we are chugging all of the nasty stuff because it doesn't land on dealer's choice all the time for us. Although
it
we wish.
It never does.
Yeah.
It's very rare.
I swear if nobody was going to spin the wheel today would have been the last day of me listening to the JV show. It's been like 4 weeks. Already spin that.
Well, then win the game. Like, it's not our fault.
But we almost lost a listener. Then they did get a wheel spin, and it landed on Culture Pop.
And that's fine, because that's an option.
Bad regardless. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Really quick. Earlier this week, we talked about Lil Wayne getting engaged to a mystery woman in her 20s. Remember that?
Yeah.
I told you at the time, Lil Wayne he's 43 years old. We didn't know much about this woman. She is rumored to be a 23-year-old. So there's a 20-year age gap here. Okay. What do you guys think about that?
Mm-hmm. That's a big gap.
That's a big one.
Yeah. It's a bit much for me.
Yep.
The other thing, and again, this has not been confirmed, but they're saying her ring, they proposed with a ring worth $150,000.
That tracks. I mean, I would expect that.
Yeah. I would expect more.
Really? Well,
if I'm her, I'm disappointed. Yes, I need some millions. You're Lil Wayne.
I mean,
but at some point, it maxes out. You can only stack so much
so many diamonds into one tiny little piece of jewelry. Like, it's hard to get things to be worth millions.
I don't need so many diamonds. I need one giant one. Like, you know, we hear about J-Lo getting engaged, and any one of the Kardashians and theirs is worth millions.
Are they, though? I don't know.
Well, allegedly, no, they never come out and say, but you have all these jewelry experts weighing in. All right, so the most random link up ever. Are you guys ready for this? Katy Perry.
Okay.
And Chief Keef.
What?
Doing what? Hooking up or making an album together? Oh, okay.
They were there's like videos of them hanging out together. Let me give you some background on them. Back in 2013, Katy accidentally started some beef with Chief Keef when she posted, "Just heard a new song on the radio called 'I Hate Being Sober and I Have Serious Doubt for the World.'" And then Chief Keef threatened to smack the ish out of her. So that was great.
How many friendships are born?
Yeah. That was the same year Katy's Prism.
She had a Prism album?
Her Prism album came out. Excuse me.
It's the Funyuns.
Yeah, so her album comes out with a song called Legendary Lovers. The next year, Chief Keef samples that song. So now he's jumping on the remix of that song because both went viral on TikTok this year. So that explains why they're hanging out. Sexy Red, who supposedly has a thing with Chief Keef, she saw the video of them hanging out and she commented, "Katy, you cool, but watch out."
Oh.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, I was going to talk about the lions at the San Francisco Zoo. I will mention it briefly. Spoiler alert, there will be no more lions at the San Francisco Zoo. They're rehoming their last two lions. They can't find a suitable spot and or have the money to upgrade their habitat, which is really, really old and needs upgrading. And so they're going to send the two remaining lions at the San Francisco Zoo to another zoo. So take a moment and say your goodbyes to them or go catch them before they leave. But I did want to talk about the new movie, The Breadwinner, because you guys, hello. It's out in theaters today. Yes. This is Nate Bargatze's new movie. He's my absolute favorite stand-up comic, so I no doubt this movie is going to be really, really funny. It's rated PG, so you can bring the entire family. But it's about a dad, you know, struggling to take care of his three daughters while his wife is away on this once-in-a-lifetime business trip. And, of course, I'm sure it's going to include a lot of parenting fails. So we want to hear your best parenting hacks. What advice would you give to Nate Bargatze's character who's just trying to, you know, make it through that business trip? Leave us a talk back. You can do that on the iHeartRadio app, of course, while you're streaming our station. Leave your parenting hack there. The first 100 people are going to get a $10 Fandango gift code. And one person, one lucky entrant, is going to get $1,000 and tickets to go see The Breadwinner, which, nice, again, is out in theaters today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. Happy Friday, finally.
Yeah.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Once again, it's a free ticket Friday. More Kehlani tickets on the way. 9:30, we're going to have your next keyword for you, and that happens every hour at the 30s. But something else we do on Fridays, Chidi, you tweet a lot, no offense. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Biggest pet peeve? Leaving food in the sink. Do you mean like on dishes or people just leave their food in the sink?
Like just any on dishes and in the sink. Like, I went to go put the dishes away in the dishwasher, or, like, you know, do the dishes in the dishwasher, and there was, like, an avocado seed just in the sink.
I think it's more of a pit.
Or
is whatever.
It, is it a same thing.
I don't know what it is.
It's a pit.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
That's a seed.
Chidi, I feel you. People will throw, like, random things, like, things that aren't even, like, they don't even belong in the sink. Like, who's throwing, like, why is there a napkin in here? Like, the trash can is right there. Literally. Just, like, throw it away. Why are we washing plastic forks that you got from, like, Wendy's? Like, throw it away.
No, reuse.
We're not going to reuse it, though. Reuse. But we're not going to.
It can be reused.
Do you tell your family this? Like, yes. Do you tell them, like, hey, fix yourself?
I thought you were talking to me.
Oh.
Go ahead, Chidi. That was your
question. No, I have not. I just get irritated and throw it away and then just keep going about my business.
Let me ask this, because Selena and I got into this debate yesterday off the air about loading or unloading the dishwasher. And I was like, what would you rather do? Because I would way rather load the dishwasher. I hate having to put dishes away for whatever reason. It's sort of the same thing as laundry. Oh, I love throwing it in the wash and the dryer. Hate taking it out and having to fold it or find where it goes. Where do you land on this, Chidi?
I'm loading the dishwasher. I'll load the dishwasher. I hate putting things away.
I would rather put it away. And maybe it's because nobody in my house, like, rinses off their dishes first. Mm. So it's like, I'm the one that's having to rinse and, like, scrub all the stuff that's dried on there.
I still don't mind that. I don't know.
I mind that. I don't want to do that.
Jess, would you rather load?
Unloading is so easy.
Jess, would you rather load or unload the dishwasher?
Load it. Because once the dishes are in the dishwasher, I don't want to take them out anymore. See? Like, if I need it, I'll take it out of there. But, like, I don't want to have to take everything out because everything's going to go back in there anyways.
But if I had to pick one and, like, one of those is my job forever, like, I'd rather unload and someone else can do all the dirty stuff.
Man, you looked at me like I was crazy yesterday and we're 3 out of 4. 75% of the JV show would like to load the dishwasher.
Well, good. Sorry. I'll do the unloading.
We make a good team, though.
Yeah.
Started writing a to-do list daily and it's actually helping. I feel so accomplished.
Okay.
Talk to us about what you put on your to-do list.
Oh, it's like the basic things like
get up,
make bed, brush teeth, take a shower.
Take a shower on your to-do list.
No, okay. I like to put ones that are really easy that I automatically do so I get that satisfaction of checking it off.
Okay.
So that way it can motivate me to do other things that I won't probably do.
So have you been doing those things that you normally wouldn't do?
Yeah. It's been 2 days, though, but I, like, cleaned up. I've made my bed. I don't make my bed every day. And I don't know. I forgot what else I put on
the list. I like this new era of Chidi being, like, trying to be more organized and trying to, like, do things. Like, we learned earlier this morning she walked.
Yeah.
6 miles.
Yeah.
The normal Chidi I knew before doesn't do that.
That's a good point.
I take naps.
I've been a big proponent of the writing down, actually writing pen and paper, your to-do list. Everybody used to rip on me for my planner that I would bring in here to work every day because I would write down the things I needed to get done that day. And there is something very satisfying about crossing those things off the list. Now, I was writing down real, actual things, not like brushing your teeth and taking a shower. But I think it's a great technique because when you write it, it helps you remember that you got to do it and then crossing it off. Very satisfying.
Yep.
Facts.
Nobody good. Everyone's like, who gives a fart about that? All right, next one. Damny wasn't trying to take a nap, but here we are, just waking up from one now.
Dang it.
Is that a new curse word I don't know about? Damny?
No, I put damn I.
Oh.
Oh, you forgot to put a space in
there.
Yeah.
Typo.
I thought it was damny.
How long was the nap, the accidental nap?
I think it was like an hour, so it wasn't too bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah. But I was trying not to. I was trying to scroll on TikTok and just, you know, relax a little bit and then fell asleep.
The nap on your to-do list?
No, it was not on my to-do list.
Oh, yeah. So you're going
off script.
Yeah.
I know.
Is there any tweets about this new thing that she tried out? Can we talk about that you shared?
Oh, I didn't tweet it, but yeah, we could talk about it.
Did you guys see Chidi's story?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you guys, I did an acting class.
What?
I know. I just wanted a hobby, and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of interested in this, so let me see what I can do. I signed up for a class in Sacramento, and I completed it. I never complete anything. So,
do you always enunciate the T in Sacramento every time you say it?
No, I don't. I say Sacramento.
Okay. Wait, so are you any good? Like, can you
No,
ask?
I'm not good.
Okay. So you need the class.
I need the class, okay. But it is fun, so I'm going to continue doing it.
Was it like an improv type class, like comedy, or was it like more like dramatic theater and you're acting out some Shakespeare? What kind of class was it?
It was like, so it was beginner friendly, so we did like one drama scene and then one comedy, just like knowing the techniques of comedy, which is very over dramatic and bad acting. That's what it looks like, but
yeah,
it's really fun.
I highly recommend as well. I took an acting class in college, and it was mostly like improv type stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was really funny. It was the most.
Was that in Santa Barbara?
That was at UC Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
What kind of toe was it? A Sacramento. Obviously, yeah. Go Gauchos. yeah, no. I highly recommend those classes. Are super super fun.
I'd be too embarrassed.
It is very embarrassing.
I could never do that in front of people.
Everyone feels the same way, though.
Yeah, once you get over it after a couple classes, then it's just like fun.
Yeah.
It ends up being like, I don't know. You could, trust me.
Do you plan on going back? Like, did you make any friends in the class that you're like, oh, now we're texting and we're going to go back to another one?
Yeah, we all have like a group chat now. So,
okay.
So I think it was like 10 of us. So we're all in a group chat. We all followed each other on Instagram.
Bunch of thespians.
And is this Jess?
Bunch of thespians Chidi. On a group chat.
This is a thespian.
Nerd alert.
Is this gonna stay just for fun, or like, are you gonna be going off to like auditions and things?
Right now, just for fun, but we'll see. If I get good, then maybe. But right now, I'm just trying to learn.
She's gonna big time us.
Yeah, she's gonna become a full on thespian.
Yeah.
What would be your dream show, like Bridgerton?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta work on your accent.
For the steamy scenes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta work on my British accent.
Now that
guys.
You're a thespian,
do you and Jess want to act out one of the scenes
do
now?
Do you think you can do like love scenes?
No. Well, hopefully.
Whatever gig, like let's say you land the next leading role on Euphoria.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They'll give you a Merkin.
You in or you out, Chidi? Because there's a line of other thespians that want this.
It's Euphoria, Chidi.
I'm in.
You have to do what Sydney Sweeney's doing.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Why her? Why can't I do like?
Because that's the main.
That's the
she's
role
like,
you're being cast.
Yeah, that's the main role.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to work our way up.
It's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. She's
I'm in.
All right.
Merkin or no Merkin?
Merkin all the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this was fun. I love Chidi's tweets because you learn so much about our friend Chidi.
Mm-hmm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Beth from Fremont and...
Andrew from Palo Alto.
And we are in Key West, Florida. So it is noon here, which is wonderful. But we wanted to just say hello and check in and see how you guys are doing. It's very odd to have you on the radio at noon. Which is pretty cool. Noon to, and you guys are off at 1 p.m. our time. But anyway, we wanted to just say hello. And yes, the JV Show, I just checked, is number one in Key West.
Yes.
And all of Florida. Bye.
Yes, thank you so
much.
Appreciate
all you guys. Yeah, still listening from out there. And that's a good reminder to everybody that, you know, maybe taking a little time off this summer or not in school. You can listen to us from anywhere you may be traveling this summer on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. Mm-hmm. Also, Selena, should we just move? So we moved the whole show to Florida because then we would be doing the show
later
in the day.
Thinking.
We get to sleep in a little bit, but it would sound like we're live out
and
here.
Nobody would know.
In Wisconsin, nobody would know.
Oh, did we just say that out loud?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Nope, don't know what you're talking about there.
Happy Friday. We have another keyword for Kehlani tickets coming up closer to 9:30.
But first, in honor of Nate Bargatze's new movie, The Breadwinner, which is out in theaters right now, by the way, take the entire family to go see it. It's rated PG. It absolutely looks hilarious. We have been asking for your best parenting hacks all week because if you've seen previews for this movie, you know Nate's character in this movie, he can use all the dad parenting help that he can get.
Morning, JV Show. One of my favorite parenting hacks is to hide things that children don't want to eat inside of a burrito. So you get like you do a ground beef or a ground turkey, or even if you're going to do a chicken or a steak, and then and maybe instead of lettuce, you put spinach, or you like chop off the kind of yucky leafy part of the broccoli and put it in there and throw salsa in the burrito so they can't catch the texture. But that's my hack. Hide it in a burrito.
Did she just say broccoli in a burrito?
You can. There are a few vegetables like spinach and stuff like that, that when you puree it up into different sauces and stuff like that, or soups even, your kids have no idea
they
that they're eating
know.
Vegetables.
Just like how no one's going to know we're doing the show from Florida.
Right.
Exactly.
Except now they will.
Oh, did I say that out loud again?
Yes.
No, but that's a great hack.
That is a great parenting hack. My wife and I do that one quite a bit and have done that as our kids have grown up. All right, continue leaving us talkbacks like that one with your best parenting hack because you will then be entered to win a $1,000 grand prize and tickets for you and your family to see the movie. Again, that movie, The Breadwinner, starring hilarious comedian Nate Bargatze, is in theaters right now. Bring the whole family, and it's rated PG.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.